Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. We'll return to events in the United States shortly. But first, a crunch vote will take place in the European Parliament this week on Ursula von der Leyen's future as President of the European Commission. She needs the votes of 361 MEPs out of 720, and it's widely expected that the result will be tight. Four Fianna Fáil MEPs said during the recent election campaign that they won't vote for her after she expressed unqualified support for Israel's response to the Hamas attacks on October 7th. But Fine Gael has said that voting against Ms von der Leyen would be bad for Ireland and could damage the chances of securing a key portfolio in the European Commission for Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath. We're joined in the studio now by the Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews and on the line by Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly. You're both very welcome to the programme. Sean Kelly, to you first. Why do you say it would be bad for Ireland if Fianna Fáil MEPs vote against Ursula von der Leyen for Commission President this week?
Because in the aftermath of the election, which the EPP won, and now being two and a half times the size of Renew, the governments of the member states came together and came up with an agreement which reflects the outcome of the elections. And von der Leyen is the chosen person to go forward again as president of the Commission. And I think it would be extremely short-sighted, indeed irresponsible, of Fianna Fáil to go against an agreement which their own group has agreed to and to vote against von Ursula von der Leyen. They are helping the far right to have a major victory in the most crucial vote probably we will have over the next 5 years. They'll be handing the keys of Europe to Viktor Orban for the next number of months. And they will also be creating upheaval and making it extremely difficult for Michael McGrath to get a very important commissionership. So I think that they are also taking one issue and not looking at Ursula von der Leyen's great work in the last 5 years.
All right. Let me put those points to Barry Andrews, who's with me in studio.
Yeah, but I do want to come back and illustrate the good book that Ursula von der Leyen
I'll give you a chance to come back.
Thank you.
Barry Andrews, the Irish government is backing Ursula von der Leyen as Commission President. Your party leader, Micheál Martin, said that Fianna Fáil MEPs would reflect on that. Have you reflected on that, and what way are you going to vote?
I'll be voting against the candidacy of President von der Leyen, and we did reflect and we gave the time. We were patient listening to both President von der Leyen herself, but also representatives of the government to hear the counterbalancing arguments, some of which Sean has just ventilated just now. And I'm afraid to say that we approach the same question in a very different way. We weigh in the balance the questions about Gaza very, very heavily in this consideration. We are not obliged to accept the nomination of the European Council. Don't forget, at the 2019 European election, Manfred Weber was the successful candidate from the European Parliament and was rejected by the European Council. So it's absolutely foreseen that we would exercise our sovereign right as MEPs to vote as we see fit. Okay. The argument that's been put is really saying we can't vote against any candidate because it might jeopardise the allocation of portfolios. I think the issue of Gaza is a far more important issue.
What about that suggestion from Sean Kelly that voting against Ms von der Leyen would damage Ireland's chances of getting a key portfolio in the next commission for your party colleague, Michael McGrath?
It's certainly a criteria for us. It's something to weigh in the balance. But for me, we wake up this morning to another 100 people, civilians, that have been slaughtered by the IDF in Gaza. We have a situation where one of her commissioners met with Netanyahu just days after the ICC, a request for an arrest warrant of Netanyahu was sought in the International Criminal Court. And we cannot normalise this situation. And we have to take seriously that President von der Leyen has given comfort to Netanyahu consistently since October the 7th. And we condemn everything that Hamas has done. But we have to take this into account and we have to weigh these things in the balance. And the assumption is that the allocation of portfolios will not be done on merit, on the great merits of Michael McGrath, but that President von der Leyen will somehow or another be vindictive and take it out on Ireland. I really don't think that's a plausible argument. I don't think it's a serious argument.
Sean Kelly, respond to that. Would Ursula von der Leyen really want to punish Michael McGrath just because some of his colleagues voted against her. I mean, surely she would be picking the best team and not engaging in petty, vindictive politics like that. I think we may have lost Sean Kelly off the line there. OK, we'll try and get Sean Kelly back on the line there. Barry Andrews, if you vote against Ursula von der Leyen, the point Sean Kelly was making is you'll be on the same side as Viktor Orban and many of the far right groups who oppose centrist politics in the European Union. Is that where you, as a centrist politician yourself, want to position yourself?
I'm basing it on her record. I'm basing it on the conversations we've had. I'm very upset by the fact that there has been no initiative taken to review the EU-Israel trade agreement. This is something that I initiated a request for in the European Parliament back in November. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have fully supported that with other EU member states, and nothing has been done. Okay. So I don't accept this. There are other issues around migration, around externalisation of migration. There are other issues around climate backsliding that I'm very concerned about. So this is an issue about weighing in the balance, the priorities of her political agenda against that other issue, the allocation of portfolios, which is important, but that's the way I'm proposing.
Sean Kelly is back on the line now. Sean Kelly, I was asking you before you dropped off the line there now, would Ursula von der Leyen really be inclined to punish Michael McGrath if his colleagues are voting against her? I mean, surely she would want to pick her best team and not engage in vindictive politics like that.
It shouldn't be vindictive politics, but there'll be 27 commissioners, and obviously influence is going to be important, and those who back her and their governments are going to expect that they would be at least recognised for backing her. Secondly, I want to say Barry is absolutely incorrect in relation to 2019. The European Parliament did not back Manfred Weber in 2019. He was a Spitzen candidate for the EPP, and subsequently the member states decided not to accept him and nominated Ursula von der Leyen, which the party and the Parliament voted on. I agree completely in relation to Gaza and the destruction in Gaza. We have repeatedly said and voted for any ceasefire we can get as quickly as possible, and also for humanitarian aid. And Ursula von der Leyen has given 290 million in humanitarian aid to Gaza, which is only right. Also, you have to look at the big picture. In relation to Brexit, she stood firmly with Ireland against Boris Johnson and his buffoonery, which was very important. She played a huge part in helping to develop and deploy vaccines right across the European Union, which saved many lives. She got through the Green Deal, and in the energy crisis after Putin invaded Ukraine and he tried to freeze Europe, she got LNG from around the world so that people didn't freeze. So in the overall balance, I think you have to look at the overall balance. She did a very good job. We would have certain reservations, particularly in Ireland, and myself as well, in relation to the way she handled Gaza. But in the overall context, she did a very good job and deserves to continue. And we need that today.
Very briefly, Barry Andrews, if not Ursula von der Leyen, then who?
Well, it's contemplated in the treaties that there would be 1 month for the council to come back with another name. She herself was plucked from obscurity in 2019 to be the candidate of the European Council. I don't dispute the way in which Manfred Weber...
You don't have another name yourself.
We had a candidate in the election, a Spitzen candidate at that time. But they will come back with another name. It is contemplated in the treaties. This is a very solemn work that we do as MEPs. We have to have regard to her agenda.
Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews and Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly, thank you both for joining us today.